This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot for you to engage with. And, you know, again, little house cleaning, as they used to call it. Seriously. I mean, head up to the website. Make sure that you're, you know, basically paying attention to what's going on. Check out the stories. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. And in that email, you know, again, all you can opt out of it in a heartbeat. So I don't know what the problem is. Some of you say, I don't want emails. All right, well, then opt out if it really is a pain in the butt. Otherwise, you can always be alerted by text, by simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Okay. Wow, there's just a ton of just stuff I want to try to get to. But again, you've got so much going on there, and mostly, it's happening to the police. And some of you out there, you little jerks, are out there saying, well, it's about time they got to taste their own medicine. You can't talk like that. You know, when it comes to policemen, the vast majority of these guys are out there doing their job, right? They get in front of a bullet for some of you people. They're trying to keep you safe. You don't call the local social worker when somebody's breaking into your house, do you? Right? These guys are willing to help. Do you have bad cops? Yes. Every group has bad employees. Firemen, policemen, and yes, teachers, educators, if you would. You know, bureaucrats, man, we've seen a lot of those, haven't we? Nurses, doctors. There are bad people in all these organizations. Why? Because there's humans in all of these organizations. Now really, think about it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Chicago police, protesters are clashing with them near Columbus Park, or a statue near what they call Christopher Columbus Park. The crowd is throwing stuff at police officers. See, they want us to allow them to go on public property, destroy public property that's been paid for with taxpayer money like yours and mine, instead of allowing the city, the town, whatever, to take this stuff down on their own, should they decide, and move it along. What I think they should do is get the faces of these people. I think they should put the statues back up and charge every one of them proportionately, financially, and make them work it off. Okay, that simple. And let the city decide. Let the people decide. What happened to letting the people decide, not just a mad mob? And then dozens of police officers had to be called in from across the city. Because Chicago is such a quiet, peaceful city. They don't need those cops out all over the place, do they? The protest began at the parks of Buckingham Fountain. Then the crowd moved to the Columbus statue. Members were throwing ropes around it in an apparent attempt to topple it. That's when the police showed up and it got ugly. Well, hey. And what's their rebuttal? What's their response? Columbus was a murderer. Columbus was a thief. Well, prove it. Right? No, seriously, prove it. I got to get Bill Whittle on the show. He goes down the whole list of who owned the property, when, and how. Because if you really, really want to give it back to the original owners, you need to take it away from the Native Americans, too. A lot of these tribes killed each other. You know, it's really funny. They have found mass graves from the time before Christopher Columbus, where Indian Nation wiped out, pretty much wiped out, other Indian nations. As in every society, right? They were pretty savage in the early days. They might still be now. I don't know. Nobody knows, right? We're still savage in some of our societies. Look at Chicago. Look at what was going on in Portland. And one of these days, we're going to wake up and realize, well, some of us have already woke up. Some of us are already really woke, not kind of sort of woke. But apparently it's okay to throw stuff at police officers, to break down personal property. I mean, public property. That's okay. And then these guys scream that no one is above the law. The president is above the law. But rioters, they might be above the law. I just find this amazing. Never endingly amazing. And again, these are the same people that keep screaming about the law. And then we've got the same thing. Now we've got another journalist that's resigning, and when he resigned, he burned a place down on the way out. I told you, even under Obama, eventually the generals started to revolt. Eventually the higher-ups started speaking out. Obama humiliated our military, didn't give them money they needed to stay safe, didn't give them money they needed to go into the wars that he sent them into. How many wars did Trump get us into? You are correct. None. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Oh, come on. You like the music, too. Joe Matin, your host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation, which means you're part of the solution, I hope, anyway. Which means you're part of the solution, right? Really simple. So, it's just, like I said, it's never ending. New York Magazine columnist, now he's done, Andrew Sullivan. And, staff believed that his columns were physically harming them. And since they believed that to be true, then it must be true. And this is what I've said to you for a long time. You remember the old saying in the 60s and 70s, right? Probably before that. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, not anymore. Now it's kind of like, everything hurts me. That's really it. They're claiming that they have actually have physical, physical problems, physical issues due to, due to the columns, words written on a piece of paper or electronic words, whatever. Now, Andrew Sullivan penned his last op-ed in New York Magazine on Friday. Now, he announced that he would no longer be a columnist for the outlet a while back. He began the column by stressing that the magazine has every right to hire and fire anybody it wants to, especially when it comes to the content of what's going to be published. He also indicated that the quality of his work does not appear to be the problem, though. What happened, I think, is relatively simple. Critical mass of the staff and the management of the New York Magazine and Vox Media no longer want to associate with me. And in a time of ever-tightening budgets, I have a luxury that they don't need. Really that simple. And he said that's entirely their prerogative. They seem to believe that this is increasingly the orthodoxy in mainstream media, that any writer not actively committed to critical theory and questions of race, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity is actively physically harming coworkers merely by being in the same area. Come on, think about it. They actually believe that they're being attacked. And you know what? And they even mock critical theories, ideas, and methods. It's really funny. The same people that scream for you to take a scientific viewpoint, they don't want you to take one. They really don't. They want to be able to say whatever they say, and then that has to be true because it came from their mouth. And whenever something hurts them emotionally, then you're supposed to apologize and stop doing it. What if you're hurting me emotionally? Because I'm a conservative, it doesn't matter? The columnist reiterated thoughts that he made years ago about how we all live on campus. So, I just got a thought that, a professor predicts that Kanye West may tap into the protest vote if he follows through the White House bid. I don't want Trump to lose. Let's be clear here, okay? But wouldn't it be interesting if he did lose? Or let's say he gets the 4 years and Trump gets everything cranking and moving forward. But either way, let's say he lost in November. And he loses to Joe Biden, the Democrat Party run by AOC. I wonder if the rise in the African-American employment rate, if the fact that you can't put as much food on the table anymore after Biden gets in, the fact that the coal industry would be decimated again, let me go through a whole list of stuff that he's agreed to go back to. I wonder if that will touch the black community to finally figure out that the Democrats could care less about them. They want their vote. That's it. Back to columnist reiterated that he made, that piece that he wrote or thoughts that he made years ago about how we all live on campus now. He said the increasingly limited exchange of ideas on college campuses is built into everyday life. He pointed to a survey that showed that 1.46%, 1.46, not 100, not 14.6, of the faculty at Harvard University identify as conservative. 1.46. One of the most conservative schools on the planet 50 years ago. He said that's probably higher than the proportion of journalists who call themselves conservative at the New York Times, CNN, or New York Magazine. And maybe it's worth pointing out that a conservative in my case means that I am passionately opposed Donald J. Trump and pioneered marriage equality, that I support legalized drugs, criminal justice reform, more redistribution of wealth, aggressive action against climate change, police reform, a realist foreign policy, and laws to protect transgender people from discrimination. I was one of the first journalists in the establishment and media to come out. I was a major and early supporter of Barack Obama. I intend to vote for Joe Biden. This is a guy that worked at or works at, well, he's not working there anymore, New York Magazine. right? And his resignation letter, he lets them have it. As well as he should. There's no reason for this, people. Sullivan then took the opportunity to announce that he was reviving his old blog, The Dish, which he says he'll now be able to write freely without being in a defensive crouch, and expressed his ambitions to launch a podcast. Now, you know, I don't have a problem. I think, look, we as conservatives, we need to get off our butts. We need to start calling this stuff out. We cannot keep thinking it's no big deal. We cannot keep thinking that Trump is a shoo-in either. You need to keep pounding away. Right? Just pounding away at this and not giving into it. It's never ending, man. When you look at these stories and you think about some of the stuff that we're I won't say reporting on necessarily, but talking about, it truly is never ending. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got so many stories to get to. I'm not going to get to them all. It's okay. I don't mind. I won't lose any sleep over it. And you're hearing 24-7 on the news, right? About the fires, the riots, the rapes, the beatings. I would take a hardcore look at all these people. Maybe the leaders left in the middle of the night. But I would take a hardcore look at these people and see really where they're coming from. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany slammed Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's remarks in a Washington Post op-ed that came out today about President Trump's shortcomings during the coronavirus pandemic. Here's the press secretary during a briefing at the White House.
Yeah, it's really striking on his comments, especially when you compare them to his past comments. This is revisionist history by Governor Hogan, and it stands in stark contrast to what he said on March 19th, where he praised the great communication that the president has had with governors. He literally was praising the president of the United States for delivering on testing.
The Republican leader detailed in his op-ed in the Post having to buy 500,000 coronavirus tests from the South Korean government in a deal broken in part by his wife, who's a native to the country. He said he hid them from the federal government to avoid them being seized for use in another state or by the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. I'm back, anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL- with me? What is that all about? With me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. We've got more stories that we can possibly get to. All the crazy stories from the week. I mean, all the stuff that we're wrapping up with. And I love this. And there's stories that people kind of like talk about one time and then move on. You know, I was just telling you about the professor. I'm sorry, not the professor. The New York Magazine columnist. You know, here's a guy that was been told, as we've seen with other columnists, that their columns or their writings are hurtful to people. Now, they're not putting out stuff that's beating on anyone or talking about hurting a group of people. They're simply stating fact. It's really that simple. And you see this happen more and more. How are we going to, I don't want to say protect these people, this doesn't sound right, but how are we going to protect these people? And then we have professors at Berklee College now. Now check this out. They want the police chief? Yeah, they want a police chief fired because he displayed a thin blue line flag on his shirt. Why? Isn't that what they're... Don't they have a right to profess that you want to protect police officers? Right? Come on. It just never stops. It never stops. The hate never stops. And we're allowing this to go on. We're allowing this. If I say we, I'm including myself in that. I'm doing the best I can not to, but that doesn't mean I succeed all the time. There are lawsuits. There are attorneys stepping up more and more and more in the state of California to try to keep Newsom from shutting everything down. Good luck with that. You know what they do is they get shot down in court. They look at why they were shot down, and then he writes another order to try to fill in the hole that it got shot down for. Really? These people are amazing. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, like I said before, 855-732-5563. The These crackdowns that are going on in churches, right? These schools and churches that are Christian based, and it's making it harder and harder and harder for them to open. This is not just because they're sitting around trying to figure out what's best for everybody. Because if they really, like, look at, think about California. If they really wanted to do what was best for everybody, they'd stop shutting down businesses. Because they're talking about all these things they're going to pay for, they're going to do. How are they going to do that? With no money. You shut the businesses down, and you've got no money. Not that hard to figure out. And then he's talking about spending more money to help people out. Where are you going to get it? You're going to keep printing it? You're going to put it on the back end of the state's budget so our kids can pay for it? Well, actually, at this point, our kids' kids are going to pay for it. All right, some of my more churchy people. There's a church in Sacramento. And the pastor has decided, look, the Word of God determines how we worship, not Sacramento, not people in government. The pastor of one of the largest churches in California stood in the pulpit last week. He told his congregation they would not comply with Governor Gavin Newsom's order banning churches from singing. We believe that the Word of God determines how we worship, not Sacramento. That's from the pastor, Paul Chappelle. Pastor of a large Lancaster Baptist church, president of the West Coast Baptist College. Now, the new guidance for places, you know, of worship were issued on July 1st. And those if you've ever read Todd Starnes' book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, none of this stuff would be a surprise for you. None of it. So to discontinue singing, rehearsal services, chanting, other practices and performances that were there is increased likelihood for transmission of contamination, they say. Because you're exhaling droplets. We heard last night it's not the droplets that carry this. Right? From the doctor. Consider practicing these activities through alternate methods, such as internet streaming. Yes, we should have the whole choir. Everybody join Zoom. They all come on and start singing, and Zoom starts cutting them all out except for one. That'll work out great. Okay. And they want to ensure the individual congregation members perform these activities separately in their own homes. That's according to, think about something here, a 14-page order. 14 pages. Dr. Chappelle said that they had complied with the government rules and recommendations since the early days. The congregation is seated 6 to 8 feet apart. All worshipers wear face masks. He said, but the latest edict from the state's Democrat governor, not going to fly. Not going to happen. We're not going to do it. And this week we received notice from Sacramento that we should not sing in church. They first told us that when we should worship and we should have very kindly complied. Now we're being told how to worship. Not going to work. It's never going to stop. Especially here in California. And the reason it's not going to stop because there's nobody up there with the guts to stop Newsom. Not even in the legislature. Now I can say we have a couple of rogue Republicans that will try to stop him. But again, I'll say, think about the bigger picture. There's nobody to stop him. Pastor went on to explain that the church's decision to disobey government leaders by reading from the Holy Bible. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I mean, that's pretty simple to understand. Even if you're not a churchgoer, the word should be able to come together for you. And with that, the congregation rose to its feet and began singing, Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, make it joy. I mean, there's so many songs these people can sing. And I don't know what they were. Did they do a study? Did they check anything out? Did they make sure that, that what you're telling them to stop doing is actually going to help? I'm just asking. Because, again, let's go back to what is this really all about? I mean, think of the things he's closing down. I said it earlier. I wasn't trying to be funny. Apparently, you need alcohol to deal with your kids and your wife or something, because all the alcohol stores are open. And isn't it funny how the stores never seem to run out of alcohol? And they're selling. They're busy. But they never seem to run out of alcohol, but they run out of toilet paper. They run out of tissue paper. They run out of chicken and all the stuff that they never ran out before, all of a sudden they run out of. Right? And you go to these convenience stores, corner markets, a lot of stuff you can't get there, but a lot of stuff you can get there. Can't do that with church. You go to your church, it's the church that you attend, that you're comfortable, that you've tested, over time, and you're comfortable. So, this is definitely a beating and attack on those that are religious, and mostly, well, I'd say probably 100% Christian. Don't let this happen. Do not allow them to go on, because you know what? They're going to come for you eventually, too. So don't let this go on. I repeat this a lot. Some of you get it. You hear it on a regular basis. I repeat this a lot because some people take 3, 4, 5 times before they believe it to be true and will act on it or not act on it. So I'm going to see your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't get stupid. Seriously, stay here. We'll be back in a minute.
Have a pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5562. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, just texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And again, you got to get involved, you got to get engaged, and not just, you know, pick things that you're close to, pick things that you can really sink into, that you're really willing to look at and understand. But do the work. Don't just read the titles that come by your phone. Really, seriously. Not that hard. And you might learn something. Oh, my God, you just might learn something. We wouldn't want that to happen. So, another example of Martin Luther King dying for no real reason. When you think about it. I mean, he spent most of his life, most of his adult life fighting for freedom, equality for the black community. But he didn't just do it for blacks. He said, you know, all races, all colors. Now, obviously, the weight was on the black community. But at Western Washington University, students are demanding that the construction on a community building be halted to create space for black students. Now, the black student organization at Western Washington University, they published a detailed list of demands, urging that the university respond immediately. Or else what? You're not going to come back? Professor and Faculty Senate President Jeff Young posted demands on the university website because Western students asked that I share this with faculty so that we can work to address the problems here on campus. It was terrible, right? I mean, these things had to be out of control terrible, don't you think? Now, this statement comes from a black union organization, or black student, organization. Western students asked that I share this with faculty so that we can work to address the problems here. In light of the recent unprovoked murders of black people in the United States. Okay. Now, look at the action, not the murder. None of these actions were unprovoked. Okay, real simple. The murders, maybe. The killings, maybe. The action of arresting these people, no, they were not unprovoked. But I'm sure the colleges swallowed that. Scores of universities have published statements reflecting their solidarity with the African American community, as well as their institutional commitments to diversity. Western Washington University is no different in this regard. The Western has agreed to open conversations, reach out to the black students, and consider how it might support a national change. What it has done, however, is commit to real, tangible change that will significantly impact the lives of its current and future black students. To be clear, black student organizations are tired of being used as tokens. Black people, you should be tired of being used as tokens by the Democrat Party. Come on, give it some real thought. Trump was right when he said you've been voting Democrat for 60 years. Try me. Got you nowhere. And here you did try him. And you got so much more from him in a relatively short period of time. That's what made the Democrats nervous. Anyway. They need more. They went on to say they need their needs are only brought forth when there's a new hashtag trending. We've always expressed our needs explicitly, and yet it seems as though Western Washington University and its associate students only acknowledge our needs when we start screaming Black Lives Matter. Right? I mean, they're going on. Posting enough is enough on Western homepage might seem to be an appropriate political correct response. However, it doesn't do anything to help us out. Right? We are writing this statement to demand that you start with us first. Fix what has been broken for decades on this campus before committing to stand with the nation and the world for racial justice. Now, in the event of our previously expressed needs have escaped your memory, we're including them with this document, along with additional demands to help you understand why. You know, these guys are great. So let me go through some of these demands with you. You might find them a worthwhile endeavor, right? All right. Create a black student space. We demand for the immediate halt of all Viking Union construction. We demand that you, Eric Alexander, and Craig McBride begin the process of repurposing the money to be a space, or I'm sorry, repurposing the hall to be a space for black students only. It needs to be a safe space where they can seek comfort. They want the space refurbished and remodeled to include study areas, a common area, and a meeting room. So can they no longer meet with white people or Asians or Hispanics? Do white people, Asians, and Hispanics have a separate room? This is exactly what King fought against. Abolish the AS Employee Development Fund, which is $5,000. The lobbying trip to Washington, D.C., another almost $5,000. And defund all travel of the AS Executive Board. Invest this money back into black students only. Just let that sit. The AS Employee Development Fund is being used for friends to travel on behalf of the benefit of Western Student Body. But the treatment of black students by your AS employees that go on these trips have proven now how useless this fund is, and as shown by the 2019-20 school year, members of AS Executive Board have been reported to abuse these funds and these dollars to go on special trips. There's no ethical reason why student employees should be spending student dollars to go on vacations. The money would be better served on black students. Number three, immediately create the Black Student Coalition that is led by a council of both black student leaders and black staff. I mean, this is another 15, 25, 30, 33, 36, about $40,000 they want for more black activities. Right? The annual school-wide recognition celebration of Black History Month, MLK Day, and Juneteenth. They want those special days. They want black speakers only, black artists only on campus those days. Here's a good one. Defund the Western Washington University Police. Reinvest that money into retaining black mental health counselors. So, do they want black mental health counselors only for black kids? Or do they want mental health counselors that are black that'll work on campus for everybody? Just curious. Right? We are familiar with the broad statement issued by the police chief, Darian Rasmussen, on the Western homepage. The statement does not reflect an understanding of the insidious nature of racism, nor does it speak to the way, you know, and again, they keep using the word racism over and over and over again, throwing it in your face because they want you afraid. Here's the thing. If you haven't provoked racism, you haven't committed racism yourself towards another group, you have nothing to be sorry for. You have nothing to apologize for. You shouldn't be running around apologizing for what other people do. I'm sorry how you were treated by so-and-so. Well, why? I didn't treat you that way. I don't like it. It was wrong. But you usually apologize for something that you've committed or you've done or you've caused to happen. Right? Reevaluate each application on campus. Many of them are built upon a white supremacist view of merit. What's a black view of merit, I wonder? And its connection to GPA that never acknowledges the mental and emotional system. You know, listen, your GPA is actual fact. It has nothing to do with your mental state. It has nothing to do with you have a cough, a cold, or the flu. It is what you knew when you took that test, period. Annual Black Friday, to be hosted before Thanksgiving break. All profits from the student dollars that are spent in the bookstore and all the stores on campus go directly to black organizations. So the Friday before Black Friday, and I don't know why they call it Black Friday, other than my understanding is it has nothing to do with race, color, or anything else. It has to do with that Friday puts most companies, takes it from the red and puts them in the black. In other words, they're making money. It's a positive thing. Is everything or anything that has to do with a black something a swipe at the black community? Show me senior host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Want to see you back? Head over to the website, realside.com. You can check out stations, times, and all kinds of great stuff there. We'll catch you later.